Next week is National Mediation Week. Now, mediation can help solve a wide range of issues by sitting down and talking, including family splits. I talked to Sally Clark and Laura Clapton from Conciliar Mediation in Harrogate to find out more.
Well, we opened up as a business in Leeds 2 years ago, and we would get referrals from all over Yorkshire. We are a niche family law practice and mediation practice specialising in family and employment and all range of mediation, particularly family and workplace. We were getting a lot of referrals from North Yorkshire, so we decided that actually having a presence in Harrogate, you know, would really help. We also have a legal aid contract for Leeds and Harrogate, and decided that that there would be a niche and need for it up here.
Brilliant. So Mediation Week is a good time as well to be launching this sort of thing in Harrogate, and a great time to get behind that as well. What is Mediation Week?
So National Mediation Week, as you say, begins next Monday. Mm-hmm. And it's about raising awareness about the benefits of family mediation. So Sally and I are both accredited mediators, and we are very actively involved in promoting mediation as a form of dispute resolution for separated families. We've trained local magistrates, legal advisors and other solicitors about mediation. So really, National Mediation Week is all about really pushing that and trying to raise awareness, whether that's through social media, through running sort of campaigns within the practice. Sally and I, we're running a coffee morning to come and see who we are, what we do, and find out more about mediation and the benefits for their clients.
And talking about mediation, what is mediation?
Mediation is another way of trying to help couples, separated families, sort things out without having to go to court. Mm-hmm. I think January has always been known as the divorce month of the year.
Yes, yeah.
Mediation is a way of resolving issues with separated parents in relation to finances and children matters. And the way it works is the parties sit around a table with a mediator for a series of sessions, and then they take legal advice outside of the sessions and come back and hopefully reach an agreement.
So the benefit there really is trying to stay out of court. What are the other benefits as well?
Well, it's a lot cheaper than going to court. It's the only forum through which legal aid's available. So legal aid in this country went a few years ago for all sorts of family law disputes, other than in situations where there's domestic violence or severe child protection. Legal aid funding is still available for family mediation. So for those who meet the financial eligibility criteria, the mediation sessions are covered by the government.
So you've sort of alluded a little bit to it there about the fact that it's a lot cheaper, it can help you stay out of court. How else does it work? What are the kind of the stages that you go through?
So the way that the process works is that we would receive a referral to our mediation service, whether that be a self-referral, so a referral from the individual themselves or from their solicitor. We would then arrange to see each party separately initially, find out what they think the areas are that they wish to discuss and resolve with their ex-partner. And then as long as we've assessed it as suitable and both parties are willing, because it is a voluntary process, we would then arrange for a series of joint sessions until they felt that they'd reached an overall agreement. Now, Sally is also a direct child consultant, so she can bring in children as part of the mediation process as well.
A couple of years ago, the former Justice Minister, Simon Hughes, advocated something called the Voice of the Child. Mm-hmm. And what that is involving children more in the justice system, but also in other forms of dispute resolution, such as mediation. For parties with issues in relation to children, and the children are aged between 8 and 9 and over, I can speak to the children, and that's a safe space for the child. They tell me their concerns, fears, worries, and then with their consent, I feed it back to the parents.
That's really interesting that that's come in, because it's something I would imagine a lot of people aren't aware of. Mm. If somebody's listening now, and maybe they're going through that, maybe they're going through this court problem, or they're thinking about they're wanting to do something with mediation, they wanted to go through mediation, how do they get in touch with you and trying to get some advice from you?
Well, we're always happy for people to get in touch by telephone and to speak to them over the phone initially to explain more about the mediation process and answer any questions that they may have. So they can get us on our Harrogate number, which is
01423 222 220.
I like that. It was well delegated.
Or you could email us at mediation@conciliarlegal.co.uk. There is a wealth of information out on the internet now about family mediation, and there's a Family Mediators Association, and I sit on the national board of that, and there's a very, very good website. So if you put Family Mediation Association into Google, there's an awful lot of information for families and children on that website.
Mm. And we also have our own dedicated website, which we blog on there. We explain about the process, about our fees. You know, it's all very transparent. We do mediation work on a fixed fee basis. So that's all information that's available to the public. ConciliarMediation.co.uk.